Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. New gene therapy techniques might prove effective. Jin Montclair, associate professor of chemical and biomolecular engineering at New York University, is synthesizing proteins to help treat cancer and other deadly diseases.
Gene therapy employs DNA as a drug for treating or preventing disorders. While viral-based delivery vehicles have been developed for gene therapy, their use can cause detrimental side effects. Thus, non-viral approaches are needed. In order to accomplish this, one must be able to transport the therapeutic DNA into the cell's nucleus, which is where all the important gene resides. One important issue is that inside the cells, there are enzymes that can degrade DNA, thereby preventing any encoded therapeutic effect. A second but equally important barrier is the cell membrane, a complex protective shield protecting all cells. In order to address these two crucial challenges, my group engineered a delivery agent comprised of a protein and lipid, or fat-based, mixture. To protect the DNA, we developed a supercharged protein that is able to spontaneously assemble and form a positively charged surface area for the negatively charged DNA to attract and adhere to. To help the protein DNA complex penetrate through the cell's shield, we decorated the supercharged proteins with a lipid mixture that could coat the complex and safely enter the cell, enabling it to slip right through the barrier. This new cocktail, which we call lipoproteoplex, is essentially a mixture of proteins that we manufacture using bacteria and lipid or fat. While much of the past work has focused on tailoring lipids or synthetic materials for gene delivery, what makes our studies unique is that we program bacteria to produce proteins that can fold and assemble, enabling it to robustly stick to DNA and protect it.
That was Jin Montclair of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.